Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Temptations doing My Girl in Italian. Isn't that right, Ron Onesti?
Heck yeah, man. You know how to make a guy feel welcome, John Reckers Landecker.
Well, that's I brought that one out for you, my man. Absolutely.
Thank you, brother.
No, hey, my pleasure. Ron Onesti, Onesti Entertainment, taking over the entire entertainment world. He's the mega entertainment man of the...
Mega.
Mega entertainment, indeed.
Yeah, man.
So listen, sure, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Ron Onesti, president and CEO of Onesti Entertainment, producer of Chicago's Little Italy Festa on Taylor Street, happening August 11th through the 14th. And I'm looking over, boy, you know, what a great thing this is. I just got to tell you, I've been there before. It is such a blast. Italian food would be enough for me, you know, but you have got an entertainment lineup that I was looking over that is just, wow, what a party.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
Well, you got a couple hours, John?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Matter of fact, we do, yeah.
I got three want them.
We're all right. No, we're just really excited, obviously. We're back after a couple year hiatus, and you know, people are just clamoring for it. People are just dying for it. And, you know, the street looks great. As you mentioned, you know, the food is off the charts. Got some of the best restaurants in the city going to be there. And then the entertainment, you know, obviously in your opening, you played a Chicago song, aptly so. Saturday night is Danny Serafin Day, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, founding member and drummer of the band Chicago, doing all of his Chicago hits.
Yeah, we just heard him.
Goes on and on.
Yeah, I just love this. I mean, what an amazing venue for the kind of entertainment that you've booked here. I mean, people with a tribute to Billy Joel and Elton John, Fleetwood Mac. The tribute business is really big, isn't it?
Well, you know what? And I've said this time and time again, John. You know, I've got there was a time when tributes were like, you know, the stepchild, as they say, in the music business. And but I tell people all the time, you know, the people who are the legends who are out there who've been doing it 30, 40, 50, 60 years, you know, they're off a note, they forgot a word, they start all over again. But these tribute acts, they don't get that luxury of being off key. If you're off one note or forget one word, they're pointing at you. So, you know, the artistry that these people put into their craft of tribute acts, it's just spectacular. And you know what? As these artists get a little bit older, they change the way the arrangements are of the songs. People want to hear them how they heard it on your radio show, John.
You bet. And, you bet.
And we just love them. And they're so good. They're so good. The ones we have there, The Chain, the way they do Fleetwood Mac, Out of Control, Chicago's Own Piano Man doing Billy Joel, Elton John. You know, it goes on and on with all this stuff. And let's not even mention Dean Martin and Sinatra.
Oh, I was talking about this, not this specifically, but generally the other day. I'm sure you've heard about this Ticketmaster. I forget exactly what kind of pricing they're calling it for the Bruce Springsteen tour, but these tickets allegedly are being sold for like $4,000, $5,000. And I'm like, what is that all about? And I get a text from one of our listeners. I'm sorry, I don't remember the listener's name or the name of the Springsteen tribute band, but that's the point. I mean, who wants to spend, even if Bruce Springsteen can bring it, and I bet he probably can, pretty much. Do you want to? I mean, the prices are off the charts, and you can get the same enjoyment for either a really low price. I think the price I was quoted was for this band was for $35, or like in an outdoor festival in some of the suburbs and the summer festivals for free. I mean, why not? You know, I mean,
well, you know what? Aside from that, John, it's the overall experience. Because if you're going to see Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney. Odds are, unless you're a part of the select elite few,
yes,
you are miles away with thousands of people around you, and you know a lot of thousands of bad singers all around you.
Yeah, you know.
And, but if you come to the Arcata or Displanes Theater, or you come to one of our festivals, and you know it's an intimate setting. You're part of the show. You're within feet of the artist. We do our ABBA shows, we do our Bee Gees shows, our Donna Summer shows, whatever it is, or Pink Floyd.
Absolutely.
People, it's like being back in the 70s.
You know, I got to say, back in this goes back a while when I had a band, and we would go to the summer festivals and play, and I remember pulling in, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but the group was American English that did Beatles, and I had never heard them. And I'm driving to the, let's call it the venue, it was an outdoor somewhere in some of the burbs, and I'm driving in and I'm going, wow, they're playing the Beatles on the PA system. It was that good. It wasn't the Beatles on the PA system. It was American English. And I'm like, my mind was blown. I'm like, that is just insanely good. And
that's one of those bands. I could tell I was actually managing American English at the time. And they're actually the reason, I got to say, they're one of the reasons why I got the Arcata Theater.
Really?
I was managing American English. They played there. We had them play there 1 year at the Arcata, the only live music show that they did there in this busted up the Bruin View, $4 Bruin View Theater that was just a disaster. And then the next year I tried booking my band there, American English, and they weren't answering the phone. And I found out they were going to knock it down. So that's when I took it over and renovated it, and the rest is history.
We're talking to Ron Onesti, and we're going to continue our conversation when we come back on 720 WGN. John Landegger at 722 with Ron Onesti. Ron, let's get to the details on the Little Italy Festa on Taylor Street, the days, the hours, and all of the pertinent information so we don't go through this half hour and not get to it. Why don't we get to it now?
Yeah, man. Well, thank you, John. Yeah, it's next week, August 11 to 14, opens on Thursday and Friday, 5 to 10, Saturday and Sunday, noon to 10.
Yeah,
and big
tons of food,
man.
Tons of food and unbelievable entertainment. I mean,
five stages on one block.
Now, did you book all this? You must have done all of this.
What do you think?
Well, my gosh. I mean, Ron, this is monumental. I mean, it's two pages worth of entertainment here. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm looking at these three stages. It's like, how many different acts do you have coming in? Do you have the total off the top of your head? Because it's got to be like, I don't know.
It's about 40, but you know, it's pretty cool because, again, it's like a big Italian block party. That's how we position it. It's not really meant to be, I mean, it's a festival, but it's not meant to be a festival. It's more of a block party neighborhood, old school neighborhood. And it's cool because it is an old school neighborhood. I was born on Taylor Street, and it's great when it's such a big reunion for people from generations come together and they're hanging out. We've got a thing called the Mora contest. Mora is an old ancient Italian, it's hard to explain, but it's where two guys are yelling at each other, trying to guess what the other one is going to, how many fingers he's going to put up, you know, what they would do on the street corners back in old school Italy. But, you know, we've got different, there's something for everybody, Seventh Heaven and Serendipity. And like you said, all the rock stuff that we have there, we've got Motown acts. We've got, of course, the Italian stuff. I'm bringing in a tenor from Cinque Terre in Italy, was just blow your mind. It's every night. We've got another big Italian band from Columbus, Ohio, and plus some of the people that you all know, like Tony Ocean and Denise Tomasello and Nick Panarelli, and just all those guys. It's just it's a great, great time.
I have not heard of this cover group, but I love the name Bostic, which is a tribute to both Boston and Styx.
And Styx, and we have Journey Recaptured. And again, all these tributes. And we're very excited. I found out, so I'm a big postmodern jukebox fan, you know. Love that stuff where they take the current, you know, kind of contemporary hits and turn them into sounding like the 1920s and 30s. We had them at the Arcata Theater, or just Displanes Theater, one of the two. It's a blur to me. But we had them there, and I'm a big fan of, I know, man. Haley Reinhardt was on American Idol, and she's one of the members there. And I found out her mom is Sicilian. She's half Italian, so she's going to be joining us. So I can go on and on and on. It's a lot of great stuff for the whole family, and it's free to get in. You know,
yeah.
It's a good time.
I remember Haley Reinhart. Absolutely.
Oh, she's so good. She's so good. She did the, you know, that Spearmint commercial, Wise Men Say, you know, the whole Elvis song.
Yeah.
That with the Spearmint, the two high school kids. I mean, it's just, she's just tremendous.
Is this Journey group, the tribute group, have they been around here for a while? Because there was a Journey tribute band that I heard a few years ago that was absolutely spectacular. I mean, I'm sure these guys.
Yeah, they've been a long time. It's called Journey Recaptured.
Yeah. That's them. They are spectacular. Yeah. You won't believe it. You will not believe how these people sound.
Who doesn't like Journey? That's what I'm saying. You got something. You know, the Jersey Girls are going to be there. They're so popular these days.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun, man. And it's cool because no matter where you turn, there's entertainment, there's great food, and somebody you know.
Not only that, Ron, but just next hour, I'm going to be giving away tickets to this little event we're going to be doing over at the Desplaines Theater, which is your venue. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there a week from Sunday.
The players events. Yeah. Looking forward to doing that. The Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Yeah.
Always looking to support those guys and girls. It's a great place.
I'm looking forward to it too, Ron. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great boy. You're going to be really busy next weekend. Holy!
Well, God. You know what, Mr. Landecaroni, we need to get you out there, and you know, we really need to get you. It's going to be, instead of John Records Landecker, it's John Ravioli Landecker. We need to get you out there. And come see us next weekend on Taylor Street, brother.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Good to talk to you.